We can start.
Thank you for joining the Latin Generation panel call on the 26th of September 2019. In the call, we have Michael, Samar, Bill, Marjana, Michael, Dennis, Matt, and Bettina. Over to you, Marjana.
Okay, you all have seen the agenda for today's call. I might not be very efficient today because I came back home before 3 days and I'm still in, I still have problems with jet lag. So my English will not be the perfect one, but I hope you could help me to go through these topics. First one is the document which was prepared by Bill. I gave some initial document and Bill prepared it as we discussed last time. And it will be good to look at this document at this moment and see, do we agree with it in order to send it as soon as possible to IP. Bettina, will you please show the document? Please go to the top of the document. Yeah, and I will ask Bill to explain to the group what he has done and if there is any remarks or of objections, let it do immediately. And I hope after that, this meeting, we shall have this answer ready. Bill, will you please take the lead?
Okay.
Thank you.
I broke the various cross-script variants that the Greek GP presented into several groups. The first are the ones which we had identified as well. So those were pretty straightforward. I also listed the ones where the Latin GP had identified had identified cross-script variants that the Greek GP had not identified. Third, there was a group where the Greek GP had identified variants which we had not identified. And then finally, there were the two where the Greek GP had identified variants, but the Latin letters are not included in our repertoire, so those can be dropped. I also sent you all a link to a Google Docs spreadsheet because there were several cases where the Greek GP identified multiple Latin letters as variants of a single Greek letter, which would therefore result in inscript variants for Latin. Most of those, as I noted, are instances where we have already identified them as inscript variants, so those are not a problem. But there were four cases where we had not identified them as inscript variants. And so I think we need to take a look at those. I don't know if we feel the need to include those, include that analysis in the response to the initial response to the IP, or whether we want to whether we want to get an initial response out immediately and follow up with that in a week or so, or whether we want to make a quick pass through the spreadsheet and try and include everything. The other thing I did was include a postscript to the response to the IP, with the repertoire that we have developed, because that's maybe a tenth of the number of code points in the Unicode table that are nominally Latin, and I thought it might be useful for the Greek GP to have that smaller list to look at, because they could then just go through that one and say, okay, here's the Latin repertoire. Whoops, that looks like a Greek letter. Whoops, that looks like a Greek letter. They might not find anything new, but it would make life a lot easier for them, I thought. Okay, that's what I've done. Any questions? Matt?
Yeah, I didn't get it. Which four letters will give inscript variants of Latin?
Okay. I with a, or O with a dot above, and O with a grave accent, O with a dot above, and O with an acute accent, I with a grave accent and letter I, and I with an acute accent and letter I. Basically, there are four cases of a dot above, and whether that's acceptable as a variant of an acute or a grave accent. My thought is we have three options. We can look at it and decide, yes, we agree, those are should be inscript variants. We can decide we're not going to propose it as inscript variants, but we're willing to accept that as a result of the Greek GP's work, or we can decide we want to object to having those end up as inscript variants. And if we're going to object, then I think we should take a look at those four cases and decide which ones are we going to are we going to object to all of them? Are we going to object to some of them?
This is Sarmad. I'd like to get in the queue, please.
Okay. Matt, is your hand still up there?
No, it was a new hand.
Okay.
The interesting aspect is if we object or not. I mean, if we say okay or we say yes, that's less interesting because they will force it into it. But I guess that since we haven't included it, we would not say yes, we want it. But so there is a rather whether we object it or whether we could accept it. So I think we should look at it from an objection perspective. Is this a problem for Latin script? Thank you.
Okay. Sarmad?
Thank you. So I think one of the motivation for making those variants in Greek script is that somehow I think they may be actually perceived the same by Greek script users. And from what I recall, there is actually some government document within Greece which actually asks these two versions to be made variants. So I was actually going to suggest that before you object to it, it may be a good idea for Latin GP to maybe ask Greek GP what is the motivation of making those variants, because they cause cross script variants in Latin script, and understand the reason behind it, and then maybe decide whether you want to object to it or how you want to react to it. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say it wouldn't hurt if we went through the full panel evaluation that such as we did with underlining, and basically see if there, you know, if on a full evaluation we decide we agree or not. If we end up agreeing, then we don't need to pursue that with them. But yes, I understand that if we do have a different conclusion, asking them would be a good idea. Mikhail?
Yeah, thank you. I just took a quick look at that document you prepared, and I noticed that they are suggesting two different types of letter I, or with two diacritics, so a graph and an acute, at the same time to be a variant for I. If we take into consideration that we already have, dotless I, this will yield quite a big variant relationship table. So we are talking about 4+ cotons. I don't think it's a technical problem, I just want to point it out. Thank you.
Okay. Mikhail, is that a new hand? Okay. So I think our path forward is, since there are only four pairs to look at, I think we can all go through fairly quickly and see what we have there. How do we want to go with our response? Do we want to send this response immediately, or do we want to wait until we have that? And if there are code points that we have not agreed to, then we can include a question for them about is their motivation that they looked at it and they as the GP thought they were variants, or do they have external motivations? Let me ask this first. Does anyone think it would be a problem to go through and give their evaluation in that table over the course of the next day? Matt, is that no problem?
Yes, and no is a no problem.
Okay. Okay, I saw Matt says no problem. I saw something from Michael, and then I saw something. Okay, Michael is saying no problem. Matt is saying no problem. Miguel is saying no problem.
Bill, this is Danny. Can we see the table that you're with?
Yeah. Did we? Let me stick that in the chat box. I did send an email with that, but let me put it in the chat box. Okay, now you've got it in the chat box twice. There we go. Sharmad, that document you refer to, is there a link to it somewhere that we might take a look at? And obviously, we're not going to have time to sit and read it now, but if you could email us a link to that, I think that would be helpful.
It's not given in the Greek GP, I guess I can try to find out. Meek, I'll just share something.
Okay. Got it.
So in their GP proposal, they point to this document as a basis of making those letters variants.
Okay, that's a... That's a fairly long document, and I at least would prefer to have a chance to read through it in order to understand exactly what their situation is. Did anyone have any other feedback about the proposed response other than the other than the discussion of the inscript variants?
We have Marjana and Mako in the queue.
Okay. Marjana?
I think that we could make this problem, I mean, these four Greek letters, which will produce inscript variants for us, and we have not defined them up to now, that we could mark it and that we should discuss it in the future, because otherwise we shall lose a lot of time thinking what to do in this moment, and the agenda is pretty large and we have to finish the report. That's my concern, not to lose a lot of time to this specific question. We should just note it and make a special agenda item once and solve it in that time, because
okay.
we are now sitting and doing nothing. Sorry.
Okay, you're right. thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mikhail.
I think the response and as a whole, which you proposed, is very good and adequate. So I agree with Dennis. I just want to point out that my understanding for that document given as reasoning by Greek GP, it refers to pctld.gr or .el in Greek script. So I think they may have a bit of a confusion there, because they're taking rules from the, not from the root zone, but from other levels, and trying to apply them to the root zone. So I do think we should have a discussion with them, or even IP, and challenge that maybe. But it's not something we need to do now. Thank you.
Okay. Matt?
I think that if this is important for the Greek group, that we process this now, and it will also affect the result of our report, I think that we might as well process this now while we have already started it, instead of postponing this. It's not that huge to discuss these four pairs of inscript variants of what it is.
Okay, I think that little quick poll we took said that everybody thought they could process these in the next day. So I will undertake to summarize the results and have it available. Mirjana, we can either put in a section saying we have reservations about these four and specify which four they are, or we can say we're okay with it, depending on how that comes out, and then that would be ready to go first thing Monday morning for you to send to the IP. Is that okay with everybody?
As much as I think that's the very good proposal, we could finish it till the next Friday and we shall have results, but in the letter we can say that we have problems with these four letters and that we shall inform them as soon as we discuss it or something like this and send the response as soon as possible, and we shall have this solved, I don't know, next Friday probably. Or Mats, do you think we should do it now? I mean, I forgot what has to be done. Sorry.
Well, I think that we could have the initial discussion around the actual, what it actually is now already, because we have already started this discussion.
Okay.
We don't gain any time by postponing it.
Okay, so shall we give 5 minutes to everyone to fill this table? What is your proposal? To fill it immediately. Because all people on the panel should give their opinion about these four letters and the combinations. We have done it in that, I mean, we have to give our marks to those combinations. So you are proposing to do it now, Mats?
Yes, I think that we might as well start the discussion now instead of postponing it.
We have nothing to discuss. We have to give marks, and Bill will calculate the result, and it will be confirmed or problematic for us, and that will be the result.
I would just like to point out one thing. We have already decided that the diuresis and the double acute constitute variants, and it seems to me something of a stretch to say two acutes and two dots are variants, but a single acute and a single dot are not. Your opinions may differ, but I'm having trouble wrapping my head around how those can be can have different outcomes. Thank you. Maybe it's just my screen, but I'm not seeing anybody updating this. So are we?
We are not doing anything at this moment.
Yeah. So what I thought Mats was saying was, let's do it right now. If we want to do that, fine. Otherwise, I think we can through it over the course of the next week, and I can put a line in the, if we're going to do it that way, I can put a line in the response saying, here are the four cases where we still have to work on it, and consider that sufficient.
I changed my mind. I think that we, let's do it for next week.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I mean that's a more pragmatic approach because we are a little bit short with time, and please, Bill, put just the sentence as you said before a few minutes that we have problems with these four letters and we shall inform them about the final decision of the Latin GP concerning these four code points.
And okay, I'll do that, and then back to you.
They didn't expect us to give the resolution for everything, which we the things will become more complicated in the future when all three scripts should be merged together and so on. So let's be problematic at this moment and finish it like this. Please, Bill, do it as soon as possible. Send me the note that you have done, and I will
okay.
Send the response to Pitinen and to IP.
Okay. Okay, I will have it done before the end of the day today, so you will have it tomorrow morning
tomorrow,
waiting for
okay.
You.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for this. What is the next topic of our agenda today? I forgot it. The next topic is about IDNA 2003 and SharpS and so on. And it, last time we agreed that two things should be done. I mean, our 2 month discussion should be cleaned of everything and prepared to be put in Appendix D. And on the other hand, we have to finalize the text in the main report. It is now on the page 72, if it didn't change for last 2 days. And for the topic three, Dennis promised to do something, and my opinion is that Appendix D won't be in a perfect condition when we send the report, because it should be a lot of things to be done on it till finalization of Appendix D. But we could send everything what we have at this moment, and with the note that we are working on it, and that is something which will be finalized in the future. And the main point of the report, the main part of the report should be as much complete as it possible. Please, Michael, go on.
Thank you. I wanted to ask to have something else added to the agenda. I need to know what happened to the remaining homeworks, because I've been trying to reconstruct it and I didn't quite get it. So I would just like to take a poll around the people present on the call at some point for 5 minutes to ask if they did that part and where they did it, because I couldn't find all those files collected in one single place. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That will be, let's first try to finish the topic number three. And after that, when we, or should we swap the, no, let's keep to the track, to the agenda as we have it. Dennis, what is the situation with your text? I mean, you had a lot of other things to do. If it is not ready, it's okay, but at this moment we should know, should it be ready, let's say, till the next meeting, or we shall leave it for the, let's say, for the future, adding to the Appendix D.
Yes, Mijana, this is Danny. So I was just putting that in the chat. Yes, I haven't been able to work on the document yet, but yeah, I will have something for sure next week.
Okay, so we can skip it at this moment. And we have now a look So those two, agenda number three and number four are somehow connected, but we have not agreed who will give the final reduction, a review of the text, which is put in the main body of the report. We have something there, and there were some discussion about it. I mean, comments about it. And I'm not sure that I could do it by myself. So shall we discuss it now? Because we have at least to have as much as it is possible, clean the main body of the report. And we have not agreed how it should be done. Any idea? Michael, thank you, Michael, please go on.
Yeah, I was also writing in the chat box. I mean, I can do it because basically Michael already prepared of the situation, a brief one, and we need to see if we need to amend conclusions. And I think Michael's original summary would match the current decision of the group, if my memory is correct. So I don't think there will be too much to do on the summary inside the document itself, but I'll have to take a look at it to be sure.
Okay. So thank you, Michael, for this. Thank you very much. So you will do it. Now we can ask, we can switch, swap 5 and 6 and start discussion about finalization of Appendix D, because Michael couldn't find all the homeworks which we have defined in this Trello table or report. And Michael, have you any idea how to cope with this? I mean, how shall we look at the Trello at this moment and ask people?
Yeah, if we could show that on the screen, we could just go through the cases and ask those which have a number assigned.
Yeah.
If what they are present, if they did it, and where the file is, because they weren't all in one single place.
Okay.
I'm opening the Trello. Give me a minute.
Yes, Bettina, thank you.
Sorry, Mikkel, it might be faster if you share the link in the chat. Could you do that? Oh, okay, it's coming up. Okay, can you see the screen?
Yes, I can. So I would like to take us through it for just a minute. So for example, the first case missing according to this list is a number 4 on the shaping of diacritics. My understanding is that's something which Bill should have done. Bill, do you remember if you did that? And if so, do you remember if you produced a file for that and where it is?
Yes, I did do it. I will have to, I did produce a file for it. I will have to forward you a link to the file or a copy of the file.
If you could do that, that would be great. I found a file which contained some analysis by you, but all the graphics were broken. You sent me 2 files today, but those were not the ones I was asking for. I was actually asking
for... Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I will do that.
I misexplained myself.
Yep.
Then next up, we have a case of number six. Mats, did you have a chance to do that by any chance? And if so, could you send me a link to the file, please?
I did the work, but I never produced a report like the rest of you. But so I promise to redo it. And I will try to do that next week. So I will have a report like the rest.
Thank you. That would be nice. So could you scroll down, please? Thank you. So there are some cases which are not yet numbered. I think our original decision was to just go through and number them in the same fashion we did before. Would that be something we could do before the next week, or is this something I think we should rather skip and leave for the next iteration of the proposal?
My idea is that everything what we have not done up to now should be left for later investigation and adding to the report, because we are really very short in time. And if we put more burden on your shoulders to keep with all those data sets and everything, we might not be, you will be, you will spend a lot of time doing those things, and the result is would not be better if we do it or not, because the main thing now is to show there is enough material in Appendix D that everyone who is willing to see how what we are doing and how we are doing, they will get a good impression about it. So it's not the final report, and my proposal is to postpone it for the later work. Michael?
Okay, I think that's a good solution. I think either we can put a just a remark in there that this is another analysis which is still left standing for us to work on for the next iteration. Something of the sort.
Just to make the placeholder for this and leave it like this.
Okay, so the next one, which is already numbered, is the down there on the spacing of base characters. Number six, it's a ligature OE versus OE. Could you go up? I don't remember who was number six.
It was me.
Ah, okay. So do you think you will have the opportunity to do that also, and that to put that in the same file?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks. So which is the next numbered case? Could you scroll down, please, Petina? Okay, there I see a couple of ones. So we have a 2, 4, 6, and a 7. So a 6, I assume, is again Mats, right? We have 2 6s. Who was 2 again? I think it was noted up there. Wait, let me look.
Is Michael?
Okay, do you remember if you did those, Michael? And if not, could you take a look if you have a file where they're already present?
Which one exactly now?
It should be the ones.
It's the circumflex and acute.
Staking of diacritics, missing analysis. It has a 2 in front of it. So it says circumflex plus acute above. I think some of the problems we had originally is that we took handwritten notes. So we just wrote it down on the white paper, on the whiteboard, and my handwriting probably wasn't always clear in all cases. So there may have been the case that someone was not able to read my handwriting, or maybe they mistook like some diacritic for another. So if you could take a look, if you have that in your file, and if you already did that, if you could send that again to me. Otherwise, just send me a note that it's not there yet, and then we postpone that, I think, for the next iteration. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Everything and, what was not done should be postponed for the next iteration.
And I think we could do the same approach for the other missing numbers. So there's one more 4, there's one more 7,
I have done it, sorry, but I don't know. I found the report here in my computer and I didn't send it. I will send it directly to you.
Sure, if you can just send it. If it's not present, we don't need to do it now, I think. We can leave it for the next iteration.
Yeah.
But what we have, if you could just send it to me again. If we can scroll down and see if there are more numbered cases left so that people can also remember those cases. Okay, those are not IDNA compatibility. We kind of dealt with that in another plane. Okay, so I think that's it already.
Yeah.
It's those cases which are missing, and the other ones which still need analysis, we can do that for later iteration. But what we have already, if you could send that to me, everyone, then I'll be able to put it in there. Because I found, I think, 4 or 5 different links to files. 2 of them were broken, and 2 contained different collections which were not even identical. So I don't know anymore what is what. So I kind of need the current material to be sure that everything is there. Thank you. That's already everything from my side in this regard.
Thank you, Michael. So the plan is that next Friday, we should have everything almost prepared for sending, and we should look at the documents and try to send it before 10th of October. Okay, that's it.
Mirjana,
so yes.
Dennis asked something in the chat. Can I respond to that in audio and maybe quicker?
Yes, please. Yes, please. We have enough time because I don't think we can start discussion about stacking with combining diacritics, but I think the main thing is to focus on finalization of the report. Please, Michael, go on.
So, Dennis, yes, in a sense, I'm asking to resend your analysis if you already did, because I'm not sure I have the current file. I think it was in June where we had discussed that some cases were missing, and then we got new accounts from for WordMark, and people said that they were going to look into it and do other things. So I think I saw a couple of such emails where people send again their files. So if you have that file somewhere, if you can send it again, that will already be enough. If you haven't done that analysis as of yet, we can postpone it for the next iteration. That's the idea. So it may be the case that you have several files. You originally had one long time ago and you did another one. This I cannot tell. Does that answer your question? Okay, I guess that's a yes from your chat.
And this is Bittinan. May I just have a request that for the files that you are sending to make Kylie also CC me, or you can send directly to the list if you want, but please CC me at least so I can also help keep the repository of files. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And that's it. Dennis has mentioned something in the chat, which I read just before a few minutes, that we didn't discuss all our homeworks. We are now collecting our homeworks. We have discussed some of them, but all those homeworks which are not discussed should be discussed in the group. And this is also a time-consuming part. And everything which should be put, which will be put in the Appendix D, does not necessarily produce immediately variants in the report. We are just trying to, in this moment, to collect everything what we have in the proper way that it could be presented. And some conclusion will be derived later. At least that's my understanding how we have worked up to now and how should we work in the future. Dennis, does it satisfy your question?
Mirjana, this is Armand.
Yes. Yes, please, Armand, go on.
Just so that we can, I guess, speed things up and come towards a closure, would it be useful for us to maybe schedule a meeting of Latin GP, maybe sometime in December?
What is opinion of the group? Yeah, we shall need at least one or two face-to-face meetings until finishing this task, because it became really very large and very complicated.
And it's actually coming together, and we'll also have some feedback from IP after, hopefully once we share the document during ICANN66 and otherwise as well. So I think it would be a good time to regroup, finish some of the pending tasks, because face-to-face meeting gives us a good 2-3 day solid time to meet. And you know, we can do December sometime based on whatever you guys, whatever time you guys think is convenient.
December is a little bit problematic because holidays begin early, so it should be somewhere at the beginning of December or something like that. But I want to hear people from the panel. Nobody is reacting, and we really shall need at least one face-to-face meeting with all these things to be finalized. And we had very productive face-to-face meetings. Every time we made a big progress. Mats, please. Mats, your phone is muted.
I'm sorry. As I wrote in the chat, I think that December is better than January for me.
So shall we, for example, aim for first week of December? Would that suit everybody?
If you cannot respond immediately, I will send the letter in. I will send a question in the mail, and you can. Yeah, Mats, Bill is okay. I am okay too. First week of December, but we have Michael, Dennis, Mikhail. They are not sure. Mikhail is okay. We have Dennis said the Michael. Dennis said he can't commit. But we need to be we need to be all.
Other option is we can do January, but that just takes the whole thing 1 month later.
Later, yeah. And okay, most people think it could be appropriate, but Dennis and Michael, please, if you have any information about beginning of December to share with us, do it as soon as possible. For example, till the next meeting. And after that, we shall decide. Sarmad, is it okay?
Sure. Pitina reminds me that may not be enough time for setting up a meeting. We can try. Otherwise, I think let's also fix a date for late January or early February. Just in case we can't do December, then we'll skip to the other date.
Okay. Yeah, December is pretty crowded with happenings. For Michael, December is okay. So we have only Dennis problematic. Dennis, and he cannot say anything about it now.
So other maybe time to consider would be first week of February. So let's also consider that.
Mikhail will be in February, could not attend the meeting. So please, people, think about it. Mats, your hand is up. Do you want to say something?
Yeah.
Please.
It's easier if we have a concrete date. It's easier for people to say yes or no, and it's easier to reserve if there's a concrete date. So we shouldn't wait trying to have a concrete date.
Thank you, Mats. Michael, please go on.
Yeah, I was going to suggest the same which Michael just said, that we should have a doodle poll circulated among the group with, I don't know, 1 to 3 different suggestions for dates, which could be double-checked also with ICANN offices and staff. So there's no point in selecting something if there's no availability. So if we could get that, I think that would be the best solution or the best approach to finding something which works for most people. Also, some people are not present today, like Hazen. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. So could we ask Pitinen to propose, to check and propose some dates at the beginning of December, and also what we said, January and February, January after 15 of January, something like this. Maybe after 20th of January. I don't know.
Sure, certainly. So I'll create a doodle poll for the first December, later part of Jan and early February.
Right. Yeah, and please. When we do a doodle poll, we request you to fill it, not just your preference, but actually when you're available or can be available, so that we can see when everybody is available and then schedule accordingly.
Yeah. Okay.
I suggest that the doodle has concrete dates, not just some range.
Sure. What we'll do is we'll do like 2 or 3 different options. First 3 days of the week, last 3 days of the week, first 3 days of the next week, so on. So you'll have exact dates and you can then let us know your availability.
Great.
Okay. May I request that if you're when you're setting up the poll, Pitinen, if you could check the availability of the ICANN offices first, because there's no point in us looking at dates where they're not available. Thank you.
Sure, certainly.
And I suppose the meeting should be in Brussels again. We didn't discuss this, Sarbat.
We can do Brussels or Istanbul. Normally, travelers from US, they have challenges going to Istanbul. So we do Brussels.
Yeah.
So yes, the intention is just going to be in Brussels, unless otherwise you guys think.
Okay, it will be in Brussels. Okay. So we at least we have some. Ideas what how to proceed with this thing about face-to-face meeting. I don't think we have enough time to start the new topic, stacking with combining diacritics and so on. So next week we shall look at the documents, and if there is any challenges in the documents especially for Michael, please, Michael, state them if you need anything to be, because there are in some parts of the report there is a lot of remarks, and we forgot what is it about. And if you have any dilemmas how to resolve it, please try to specify them and to resolve them during next meeting. Is it okay with you?
I'll try.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's it. Is there anything else we could discuss now in the next 5 minutes?
This is Pitinen. So I have some updates. During the meetings in ICANN 66, so we are setting up a meeting between Greeks, Cyrillic, and Latin GP. So this is for FYI, and I'll send the emails to all the GP chairs again to confirm on the time. So that's also the chance to discuss any pending issues on the cross-script variants to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitinen.
And we should, this is Sarad, we should, I think, also at some point start spending some time on the presentation at ICANN 66 for the session, which is totally dedicated to Latin GP.
Yeah, Pitinen promised me to make some draft of the presentation.
Yes.
I hope I could improve it, and it should be ready 1 month before, something like this. Every time they ask for this presentation to be too early, finished too early, but I hope we should done it. Okay. And this presentation should be 15 minutes or something like this, no more than 15 minutes.
All right, there are two presentations.
So, one short, where every panel is presenting their work, and one longer. How much this longer should be? How many minutes?
The whole session is 75 minutes, but I think the presentation doesn't have to be that long. It's more like summary of whatever you want to discuss with the IP. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. It could be 10, 15 minutes, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Okay. Mats, please, your hand is up, and unmute your phone.
Yes, my question is, who will go to the ICANN meeting? I will preliminarily go to the meeting. I will probably go to the meeting. Who else?
Me probably too. I have applied for visa and there are good chances to get it. Mats, Michael, me, Dennis, Bill, you are not going to Canada. No, Bill is not going.
He is going. He is mentioned in the chat.
Oh, he's mentioned in the chat. Okay.
Sorry, I was typing.
Yeah, it's okay. I cannot see everything what is on the screen. So that's it. Okay. We are now at the end of the hour. I want to close the meeting, this meeting today. And I want to thank you all for your cooperation, taking part in this meeting, and hear you next Thursday again. So goodbye. Goodbye, and hear you next Thursday.
Goodbye.
Have a nice rest of the day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Bye.